Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We're waiting for your phone calls at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number we hope is on your speed dial. And we're brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. You heard me talking about that before and thought, yep, sounds like something that might be interesting for me to check out. I'll do that one of these days. No better time than right now because...
Today's the day.
Exactly right. I tell you what, folks, when you look at what the EPA is trying to do to you, never mind, okay, this utility or that industry or this person's job. I'm talking about to you because if you look at what the proposed power plant rule will do, it will cost you more in your own power bill, but also in everything you buy. Because you raise the cost of electricity, guess what goes up? The cost of everything goes up. Because it costs more to make things, costs more to ship things, you know, all of that is a big difference. So find out more about it. Arm yourself with the facts on the issues, on the plan, and also let your member of Congress know just exactly what you think about this because they can defund the EPA's ability to do this at secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. So how are you today, Mr. Mitchell?
A little calmer today. I'm glad that we each brought enough quarters to get onto the show today.
Yeah,
we don't. And we're not starting with the ugly crisis we had yesterday to start with.
Ooh. It was ugly. Yeah, it was. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. I see you did post a photo of your dog as a listener yesterday suggested. Did you see that I did the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just got my dog Monday, so all I had to do is reshare the picture. It's funny because the picture I'm taking, the dog is looking at the camera and I'm not. So I got to listen to my dog more. I'm looking off and the dog is looking right at the camera.
Yeah, it's priceless. It's a good photo. You and Pugsley, so check it out. And I appreciate the call yesterday. We had sort of a busy day with everything going on, breaking news and everything else. We didn't get a chance to expand much on that suggestion from that listener, but that was a nice call. I said, look, it's National Dog Day. I want to hear about your dog. Scott, do you have one? Todd, and can you put up the photos? And so got to it about 10 o'clock last night. The photos were up. Purdy, Snoopy, Beasley, Teddy. They're all there.
Okay, and your next dog can't end with an E syllable. You have to come up with a different kind of name there.
Next dog. Oh,
Scotty.
Still my heart. Still my heart. Linda said after I posted that up, I love that you have four dogs in your family, Scott. Says a lot. Thanks for sharing their photos.
And then I already knew Scott was a better man than I am. I only have one, so.
Then she put up a photo of an awesome picture of two Springer Spaniels by an American flag.
Aww.
We love our listeners. Now, what do you think it says about yours truly that we have four dogs? First of all, this is all Maria. This is my lovely wife, Maria, who is a softie of all softies, and these are all rescue dogs. So I think it says more about her than me. But what does it say about somebody that has four dogs, do you think?
The house is a mess?
Out of their mind? I don't know what she meant by
that. You might need a special permit to have that many dogs in one location, but...
Yeah. Anyway. What else have we got? A couple of things in the news I'd like your take on today on the program. And Todd mentioned what happened yesterday in Virginia. And, there's a story, a number of stories out there that have to do with... here's the sub-headline of one. Killing on live television highlights vulnerability. When's the last time you heard of anyone being killed on live television?
Especially when it's not somebody that's either a hostage or a terrorist or somebody in the military. I mean, we're talking a couple of civilians seemingly in a situation where that would never happen.
Yeah, now, if I worked in a television newsroom and I did live shots or I was a cameraman or a reporter or sent folks out, I would obviously be disturbed at what happened. I'm not trying to suggest this isn't a traumatic time for TV newsrooms. But the idea that somehow there's a subplot here of, boy, now we need to rethink how we do live shots and should we do them, should we not, and are our reporters vulnerable? I mean, I honestly think what makes reporters vulnerable now is, did you know when this guy decided to do this little tirade, did you hear that it was because of the racially motivated shooting in South Carolina?
Yeah, in Charleston, yeah.
So
he bought his gun 2 days after that.
This is what motivates the guy, okay? And I think we need to think about how we report on these things. Because I think if there's any, you know, vulnerability that comes out of this story, it is because if this person is put up as some sort of, oh, about him, and, you know, we have like, 48 hours nightline, scrutiny of...
Oh, you know this guy's going to be sliced and diced for weeks, if not months.
I think we ought to just ignore it. I don't think we should have anything on the criminal whatsoever.
Did you see the front page of the New York Post?
Big photo of him, I suppose.
Three of the shots from his Twitter feed, which was, of course, ultimately pulled down.
Yeah.
From his angle. Yeah, that kind of makes it hit home.
So, that's my question for you. Do we need to report on these things differently so as to not give disturbed individuals the idea that, boy, if I go do this, I'm going to go out with a bang. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be on every newspaper, on every, front page, on every evening newscast. Just do a blackout of anything related to these individuals and their motivations. Especially they cowardly kill themselves after murdering people. It's not like, there's a trial. There's not like we need to just... Enough. I want nothing on it. Is that possible? Could we do that? What's your take on that today? Okay.
Did you imagine being that anchor in Roanoke? The shots rang out, and then they got a cut to her. Did you see the look on her face?
Yeah, I mean, it was awful.
I mean,
everything about it's awful.
Because now you got to compartmentalize, put that away, and then pick up the ball and keep running. we got the rest of the news we got to do.
Awful. And by the way, the White House decides to use the tragic shooting for what? What do you think they decided to use it?
Gun control. Here we go.
I mean, they're still searching for this guy, and they immediately leap to, this is another reason we need common sense legislation to battle against all too common gun violence.
If we get rid of the civilians with guns, then this guy's still going to have a gun, or guys like this guy are still going to have a gun and still do their thing, except we can't defend ourselves.
Reasonable argument, Todd. But my point is this. You're not going to change their opinion.
You're not changing mine either.
My question is, how low do you have to be to use a tragedy like this to advance your political wishes?
Amen.
That's just flat out sick. It's flat out sick. It really is. It just makes me ill that anybody would stoop to that level. And I hope it's unbelievably transparent. Couple other stories. We told you that the beaver-loving Humane Society of the United States was going to descend upon Fargo and a park board meeting to make a plea for beavers. And it happened yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And they presented a number of options. Are you ready for a few of these?
Go for it.
What do you think of painting trees with a mix of paint and mason sand that is unpalatable to the palate of the beaver?
Then we have to replace a lot of beaver teeth because they get damaged.
And I'm not so sure I want a bunch of trees painted up with paint and mason sand myself. But anyway, that's one idea. Another one is training beavers. You can't make this up.
You
Wait. Training beavers to what?
Training beavers to chew on unwanted tree species.
Here, beaver. Who's
yeah.
doing this, and how are we doing that?
I don't know. That beaver's got to go back to school.
Here, beaver.
Anyway, it's been... they're taking it under consideration. I kid you not.
Did I turn on a comedy channel today? What is this? Really? We're going to train all the beavers. How do you do that?
1.5 hour from now, the... North Dakota State University athletic program will announce their paying athletes to play. And will give them, they call it a cost of attendance fee, but it's just, it's paying them. Not a huge amount, but about $3,400 per athlete is what they will get. This is the second school in the FCS to do this. What do you think of it? It cost the school about $700,000. Some stories that have caught my attention today. I want your take. Mike and Bismarck, Phil and Bismarck, Jason and Wahpeton, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary and Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track Tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
Are you looking for some muscle cars? Well, Vanderbrink Auctions has the auction for you. August 29th at the Minot State Fairgrounds, we'll be conducting a Roger Borkus estate auction at 9:30 in the morning. Chevelles, Camaros, Impalas, Nomad, 57 Chevy, and more. You won't want to miss this big block auction. Preview is Friday, the 28th of August from 10 to 7. For pictures on this auction and more, go to VanderbrinkAuctionsWithAnS.com or give us a call at 605-201-7005.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting? Join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bacon, that's my theory.
There you go.
Put that on my tombstone, would you? And it just is. And by the way, it's the answer to everything, too. So, rough cut Cloverdale bacon's $3.99 a pound at Hornbacher's this week. 28 ounce tangy summer sausage, $5.99. 1 pound packs of the Red Franks, $3.99. The Beef Franks, $4.99. Celebrating the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour, headed to Hornbacher's, the new Azul Moorhead location. on Friday from 2 until 6 with free Cloverdale goodies. So stop by and see them. Let's get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd at 226-8503, 701-226-8503. Phil, Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi, three points. One, congratulations on rescuing your four dogs. My dogs rescued me, taught me patience, got me going to a park, which ordinarily I wouldn't do at all.
I like that line. Your dogs rescued you. It happens.
Absolutely. About the shooting yesterday, there's two things that really need to be looked at. One is, I'm hoping this will bring some attention to the professional victims. These are people who go from job to job looking to create hostile work environment situations where they can sue and get a settlement. And I've seen this again and again and again, especially out the East Coast. Not so much here. I'm retired. I'm out of the workforce. But it's real, and it's a problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one of the problems is, has anybody given a reference on anybody in recent memory? I don't think anybody dares to do it anymore because of a fear that they'll be sued.
That's another problem too. But it divides people. It's just horrible. The last point is what they're going to go through this guy's life like a fine tooth comb. But what will not get reported because it won't fit the narrative is that this guy had any influence at all from Louis Farrakhan's calling for hunting down white people, from the Black Panthers' call for pretty much the same thing. And they're gonna clean this up. I was appalled again, like yourself, that before anybody knew anything, White House and other people were trying to politicize the situation. What can you do with people like that? I mean, if people are that low,
you can call them out. Is what you can do.
Morally, they're as much a problem as the people who are doing the shooting.
I don't know that I'd put an equivalent to someone that's doing the shooting. You're saying morally, but I just think there should be pushback against that, and it's become such, you know, the norm, acceptable political behavior that it happens far too often. Off to Wahpeton we go. Somehow I lost the name of the caller here in Wahpeton. Manny?
Yeah, this is Jason.
Oh, hey, Jason. How are you? What's on your mind?
I don't know if you guys have talked about this or not, but the other day in the forum, they had a discussion about the potential governor candidates, and one of the candidates was quoted as saying that almost every politician I know, when they shave in the morning, they see the governor. And, well, that's pretty chauvinistic. I don't know if you guys talked about that or not, but they always talk about a war on women from the Republican side, but that comes straight out of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, you know, it's an old line, right? And there's another way to say it. You can say, you know, any politician, any member of the legislature who looks in the mirror sees a future governor, right? I mean, you could do it without making it be sexist. But you're saying this came from one of the Democratic candidates or potential candidates?
One of the Democratic hopefuls, I guess, if that's what you want to call him.
Who was it?
It was Joel Heitkamp.
Who?
Joel Heitkamp.
You heard of him, Todd?
Heidi Heitkamp.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've heard of that
Heitkamp.
One.
Is it related somehow? But we're having fun with you, Jason, obviously. But no,
when you're brushing your teeth in the morning, that probably would have made more sense. But yeah. The shaving part, I thought that was pretty wild.
Might be a little on the sexist side, huh?
Yeah.
That would sort of be the least of the never mind. Appreciate the call, Jason. Thank you very much. Tom and Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I just kind of heard you say that the NDSU is just thinking about paying their athletes, and I really think that's a bad idea, I guess. If they wanted to give them more money, why don't they just increase their scholarships? Most of them are getting scholarships anyway, and that would probably skip some of the controversies and still get the job done. What do you think?
Well, the NCAA approved this. They call it again cost of attendance. It's money for student athlete expenses, like beyond tuition fees, room, board, and books that they normally get. And, you know, I think the original push here, as I recall, was about removing an incentive to, you know, I mean, if a kid comes into school and he's got scholarship, but it really is, doesn't have much in the way of money, there's going to be the incentive to, you know, reach out to boosters and other people and do things that are illegal. So this sort of removes, okay, you got the basic, you got your college, you got your basic expenses, now you have no need to get those down. I think that's the intent behind it. I would also say, I mean, these athletes, I mean, they are responsible for generating a boatload of revenue for these schools. So, you know, there's part of me that says, you know, well, there's an argument for it at least. I think, to me, this is a business decision by NDSU. This is about a $700,000 bill against a $15 million athletic budget. I think that's the number, $15 million in their budget. And if they don't do it, other schools will, and then they become at a competitive disadvantage, and so they really have no choice but to say, you know what, we better do this because we want to continue to recruit the best athletes. So I'm guessing that's why they're doing it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where it goes.
Only the second school to do it.
In, who's the other one?
At their level. Liberty University announced it last April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so okay, thanks for your time.
Yeah, I think it's, like I was saying, it's kind of a competitive thing, but you don't like the idea, it sounds like, Tom.
I'd just assume they just give them more scholarship money, and this paying thing is kind of just rubs me wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
I have no problem with scholarship money.
Interesting take. Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you for calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. A couple of texters, what they need to do to these cowards, speaking of the shooter in Virginia, if they don't kill themselves, is have live executions on TV. Set a harsh example for all these worthless people.
Wow.
Make people understand that human lives matter. All these shootings are from cowardly people. It's unreal. Now, I don't know how you'd send a message that human lives matter if you execute on TV the human life that...
Not to mention that whole cruel and unusual punishment thing would probably come into play at that point, so...
Yeah, good point. Welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments on this. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, George Pataki, Lindsey Graham, Rick Perry, Jeb Bush, Donald Trump, Bobby Jindal, Chris Christie, Scott Walker, John Kasich, and who are candidates for President of the United States? Who'd I forget, Todd? Jim Gilmore, who's going to be our guest at 10:30. All those folks have thrown their hat in the ring, and we're doing a presidential talk radio town hall series. Invited all of them to come on and answer your questions. And the next one will be here in about an hour, so stay tuned for that coming up. Plus more of your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or two for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My way to Missoula, Montana a little later on today. And tomorrow's broadcast will come to you from Missoula as we head out there for the one and only big college matchup that is happening on Saturday. The NDSU Bison heading out to play Montana. And we'll be live from Missoula. Looking forward to it. Brought to you by our friends at Discovery Benefits, one of the fastest growing companies in America, now more than 500 employees strong. And it has been named a best place to work by Business Insurance Magazine for five straight years. Thank the good folks there. Shields, too. And our friends at Shields having a little fun today out there in the 45th store in Fargo, rolling out some new merchandise. Going to be having a good time today, doling out some free hot dogs and doing a little tailgating out there in advance of the big game. As well as Muscatel Subaru, Hanson Runsville Funeral Home, Homeowners Financial Group, Lake of the Woods Pie Company. Todd, do you remember the pie we had at the K-Fire Agri International show?
Yeah, 2 years in a row, and it was fantastic. I hope we get that planned for this coming February.
Can't do it enough. Catalyst Medical Center, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine online at StopSmellNow.com. Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oilfield Services, Mainstay Suites, Tioga, Gate City Bank, as well as Inland Home Mortgage. So, see you there tomorrow. Looking forward to it. The big game. Have lots to report on. Heading on out. Sorry, I'm going to miss that Real American Jam at the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch this weekend. That's, you can't do it all. But they have all kinds of fun planned starting on Friday and heading into the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch in Medora. Keith Anderson, Josh Grayson, Kat Perkins, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily. RealAmericanJam.com. RealAmericanJam.com. If you haven't yet got your tickets for that yet, I have to ask, what the heck are you waiting for? Because that's going to be great fun as well. So check that out. You can call them and get your tickets at 701-623-4200 if you prefer that, or realamericanjam.com. But let's see, get back to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Chad and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, say just a quick, that comment you made right before the break, that was somebody else's text, right? That wasn't your statement about the on-air executions.
No, it was not. It was a texter that said that's how they would prevent future.
Yeah, I mean, I partly agree with that, but not to the point where, you know, like you said, where do we stop at being human, you know? But the fact that the mass executions wouldn't work, half these people are doing it, you know, who knows if they've got suicide by cop on the mind. You know, before they even walk into these places, and then, you know, it's just ridiculous how it's all happening. I mean, I partly agree with the I wouldn't do live executions, but the Bible even says eye for an eye.
No, it says that in the First Testament. It obviously.
You know, and say Sweden, it's a little bit different government law. All that's run. People don't do crimes because there is a somewhat vengeance, or not vengeance. What's the word? When somebody goes out and takes care of business on their own. I can't remember what they're called. But anyway, crimes over there are justified for other people to take care of it. People don't commit crimes because they know that, hey, if I kill somebody, you got the right to kill me. You know, it's, why don't we have more policies in place as far as, you know, not going after the people that are protecting citizens? You know, say those two guys down in San Francisco in the subway, had they been carrying concealing? Instead, they just jumped on the guy and took him down, but had they not and shot the guy in public, they'd be in trouble right now. You know, and that's the ridiculous part about it, is the fact that people try and help, they get in trouble, and we're supposed to just leave it up to the law enforcement and the justice system, and the justice system is just a joke. So, but I'll let you get back to it.
Chad, appreciate the comments. Thanks for calling. Joe and Bismarck, your take.
But I'll let you get back to it.
Chad, appreciate the comments.
All right, Joe, we're going to put you on hold there and turn down your radio, and then we'll come back in a moment after we chat with Matt and Bismarck. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just making a quick comment about your take on not giving these guys that are doing these shootings that much media attention. I completely agree with you. I do have a quick question, though. Do you think it would have gotten nearly as much attention if it would have been a stabbing, or if they would have been maybe a beat up or beat to death versus having an actual gun? Because the minute it happened, I mean, they took a break on the radio, and it was breaking news in a small town in Virginia. I'm sure if you looked at a New York newspaper, there's probably shootings and stabbings or killings all the time. And I just kind of think the media licks their chops a little bit when a gun violence murder, especially one caught on film, happens. I just think it's a little interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think anything, no matter what weapon was used or the method of doing harm to these individuals, you know, in a live shot was going to be sensationalized one way or another. And that is news. The fact that those two individuals were murdered however they were murdered is news. I'm not naive enough to think you don't report on that. I'm just saying I don't want the biographical profiles on this crazy man who did this and then cowardly goes off to kill himself, because to me it says to the next guy who's disturbed, oh, wait a minute, so if I plot this and I do this, that's what they'll say about me. They'll put all that out there, and they crave that. They want that. So to me, we ought to have just a policy that says, look, you do this, you know, we're going to say a shooter did X, Y, Z, but we're not going to say who that person was, and we're not going to get into some, you know, big deal. But this guy got everything he wanted. He thought he was a victim, right? Oh, these people, racists, they hate me. I'm a victim. I'm terrible. And, you know, what did he put on something? I'm a gay black man that has been mistreated. And, you know, I mean, you just gave him what he wanted, my view.
Right. Okay, well, thank you.
Front page of the New York City papers, you know. Just exactly what he was hoping for. Joe in Bismarck.
Yeah, listen, I have a good idea for a deterrent for these people. It wouldn't cost the state anything. Wouldn't cost the government a dime. Nobody has to murder anybody. What I would do, I would get an island out in the Pacific, and I'd call it Murder Island. And anybody that did these kind of acts, you'd give them a backpack, a parachute, you'd show them how to use the ripcord, you'd get them up in a plane, you'd give them a book of matches, and you might even give them a knife. And you get over the island, you shove them out. The island is patrolled. No one ever leaves the island. It's called Murder Island. There's other people already on the island, so they know that they're going to have to deal with these people already on the island, and I guarantee you there will be no more murders. Because no one would want to go to Murder Island. And it doesn't cost nothing except for the boats to patrol it. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of carnage on the island. There's going to be the master guy. He's going to be the king. And he may make slaves out of you. But I guarantee you nobody wants to go to the island. And if they knew about an island like that, there would be no murders. Doesn't cost the state anything except for some patrol boats. You don't have to feed anybody. And no one has to kill anybody. And that's my answer to these nuts running around, because if they knew of a place like that, that's where they'd have to go, and then they'd have to deal with these murderers even worse than them, probably, it would stop. That's my thought for the day.
Joe, do you think that'd be a popular television series too? I mean, you could.
I think it would be. You know, yeah. you could make a movie out of that. And I had this idea years ago, and I called in on a night show, and the guy loved the idea, but he kept saying maybe that with our laws it couldn't happen. But I don't know about that. I think it could happen. I think it'd be an excellent idea for these nuts running around. Nobody has to kill anybody. Doesn't cost the state any money. And with them knowing that, I think it would really stop a lot of murders. I really do. Because they would think, now I'm going to have to deal with somebody just like me, and he might be worse than me. And that would put so much fear in these individuals, I think it would stop.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Love it when you call and share your thoughts on the program. A couple texters. You can also do that at 701-226-8503. It goes right to Todd's, right to his palm. And to his palm to you, right here on the radio. Let's see here. Guys, every other day, they've been reporting the movie theater shooter trial and sentencing. We also banned a flag over the church shooting. Feeds a sick mind. Well, this is what I'm talking about. Someone that is already disturbed sees this. We know this guy in Virginia was motivated to do what he did because of the church shooting in South Carolina. That's when he said something snapped in him and said he's going to do this. Emailer says, it took about 2 seconds after the tragedy in Virginia for both Obama and Clinton to start screaming for more gun control. Did anyone hear them screaming for gun control after Kate Steinle was gunned down in that sanctuary city of San Francisco by an illegal alien with a gun stolen from a federal agent who'd been arrested, released, and deported 7 times? Nah, didn't think so. Of course, that murder didn't fit their narrative. It sickens me to see these liberals always use these tragedies for political gain. It's disgusting. I hear you. Todd mentioned cruel and unusual punishment in reference to wanting public execution. And the founding fathers wrote the Constitution, drawing and quartering was a form of punishment. If that wasn't cruel, then anything we do now wouldn't be. Says Dale and Zap. Not every day we get to hear from Zap, but we love it when we do. So appreciate that. On another topic we've been tackling today, paying athletes. Whatever happened to being a privilege? To it being a privilege to play college ball. Oh, and what happened to going to college to get an education? Well, we know athletics in most schools is big business, no doubt about it. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I better wait here. We're up against the clock. Dave and Bismarck, you're first to go, though, okay? When we come back. I lost track of the time there. I was chatting with the... I got a minute. Go ahead, Dave. What's on your mind?
Say, you guys talk about how these cowards go ahead and they commit suicide, they kill themselves, you know, when they do this stuff. I think it pretty much proves what a coward they are by the crimes that they commit. So I think it's better that they do kill themselves, because why should we pay literally millions of dollars in their lifetime to incarcerate them and everything else when they have chosen that upon themselves?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I'm not going to advocate for somebody to kill themselves, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, in this case, we know what happened. Obviously, this individual intended on doing this and took the, rather than face the music, decided to take his own life. He's disturbed.
And whether he killed himself or not, how can you classify him anything but a coward to go and do what they do half the time, you know?
Yeah, and he is what he is. I just don't want to know his life story. I don't want to know all the stuff that led to this. I don't want to know his name. I don't want to then have other folks that might be in the same mental state going, oh, okay, if I do this, then that's what will happen to me. They'll talk about me on TV. Oh, that'll be great. That's what we have to have in mind.
Or maybe they won't do it because they'll see what happened to this guy, though.
Yeah. Tell me what you think. Do you agree or not? Let us know.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. MDSU is going for a 5th straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hampson Runsbold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you could see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copper Door Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to chaseonthelake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To break it to you, but these shootings are fake. There's no blood. There's no hazmat teams. There's nothing but actors, crisis actors. It's all it is. It's all fake.
I hope the laugh at the end was indicative of the fact that this guy's joking. That's kind of a bizarre comment. All opinions are welcome here on What's on Your Mind. We welcome one and all. But what would be the motivation of that? You know, what would be the
attention?
By whom, though? If you're faking this, I mean, you got to have a lot of people involved in this, right? You got the woman that was injured.
Yeah.
You have the reporter and the camera person. You have all the people at the TV station. You have this guy that you know.
Yeah. You're not really devoting this much time to taking this call seriously.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I lost my mind for a second. Thank you for bringing me back to reality.
Good grief.
All right. John in Eldridge, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yay, good morning. Just a comment on gun control. The guy that talked about Murder Island, I'm sure maybe he wasn't that serious about that. Well, that wouldn't work for, I'm going to talk about the mentally ill, because, or people that are drunk or high for that matter and commit these crimes, such as murder. Because they're not thinking, oh, I might end up in Murder Island. I better not commit this crime. And the other thing is that I believe that, because there are so many people, that there are so many loonies that haven't committed felonies that will end up with a gun and then go out and commit a crime. So if someone is, say, for example, goes to see a counselor and is diagnosed with depression or major depression or bipolar disorder, or they have an onset of schizophrenia, I think at that point they should be required, the therapist or whoever it is, be required to report them at a federal level so they can never, ever get a gun again, because at that point they have a propensity to have a mental condition, even if they do get better with medicine or time or whatever. I think it's just too risky. And I think that someone that gets in a bar fight, for example, and the cops show up and they pull apart the fight, but it was a pretty nasty fight, but no one gets arrested, I think they should be reported also. Anyone that has a propensity for violence, they have it in them. I mean, that's how a lot of these crimes happen. They say, oh, I can't believe, God, Joe was such a, you know, their next door night, Joe was such a quiet, nice guy. I can't believe he ever did that. But 10 years ago, he was in therapy and he had all sorts of problems going on. And then it came up again and, you know, and something bad happened. So,
interesting angles from lots of folks here. Appreciate all your thoughts on this. And that's what we do after you process something like this, just sort of sort it out and all the different opinions lead to other opinions. And I appreciate it very much. My big question is whether or not we are encouraging other people who would be in a disturbed mental state to do things like this by focusing so much on the shooter. And if there was a new norm in journalism to say, you do this, you're not reported on. Church shooting in Carolina, you know, some of these horrific incidents on military bases, what happened in Virginia, I think that'd be the way to go. Agree or disagree, let me know what you think. Don in Watford City, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Well, I come out of Colorado in this theater shooting down there, and I've thought about this during the 2 years they've been doing this trial. Now, we know that he did that. We know Holmes went in there. There's no doubt about it. So I think that instead of dragging this out and going through all the trials, you go through the trial, you go through all this stuff, but it's immediate death. You take them immediately and you put them to death, however it's whatever state you're in and whatever the laws are that allows that. You know, why are they allowed to have life in prison? These, you know, they killed this guy Holmes. He killed kids and women. I mean, innocent people. And he's sick, you know. And so if you take these people and immediately kill them, you know they did it. There's no question about it. You know, an eye for an eye kind of thing. What do you think?
Don, I appreciate your comment. You know, again, I'm personally not for the death penalty, so I'm not an eye for an eye guy, and have learned enough about, you know, that vantage point from the First Testament to the New Testament and how it's corrected in the New Testament. So I'm not there. I understand you know, our laws are our laws and need to be there, and until they are, they'd be enforced. But you know, I think we need to recognize that these are human beings, and I think human beings. All human life has value. And I know sometimes when I say that, people say, oh, it's a trash, it's garbage. I don't think anybody's garbage. I really don't. I think what this guy did is horrific and it's horrible, and he took his own life and clearly was disturbed. But I don't think the kind of vengeance or some of the ideas here that come up and say, oh, let them kill themselves is the right approach. I understand the emotion. I understand. But I just take a little more sensitive approach to all of it. But I do think when we know there are disturbed people out there, the idea that you glorify these killers, all that does is dangle a carrot for other folks that are disturbed. Very dangerous. Appreciate the call, Don, though. Thank you very much. Watford City, coincidentally, made me think of the fact that I can't wait to circle on another date on the calendar that will be back up there, because we always have a great time in Watford City. Great place. In fact, I'm wearing my Jacob Davis jeans from Myers Department Store downtown Watford City. Just last night, I had those Sanuks on. Todd, do you have a pair of Sanuks? You like that comfortable footwear. You'd love those Sanuks, I think. They're really great, yeah. They got Under Armour. They got silver jeans. They got them all right there. Myers Department Store, downtown Watford. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and put self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkins. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.